Hello.
Hi, is
Hello.
this Danny?
Yes, Danny.
Yeah, hi Danny, it's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke about an hour ago. I'm not sure if you're still driving, but I did want to reach back out to you.
I'm home already.
You are, okay. Yeah, I wanted to reach back out to you before it got too late. But of course, we've spoken a couple of times regarding branding your business directly on Google, so you can get those calls straight to you. I did send an email out to you. I'm not sure if you had a chance to take a look at that, but I certainly did want to answer any questions that you might have.
Yeah, I saw the email a while back.
Great.
I spoke to my wife about it and stuff like that. We were thinking about it.
Sure.
I'm not. Can you give me the rundown again, real
Yeah,
quick now?
absolutely, of course. So it's not a lead-based service. And again, our job is to make sure that your business is one of the options that people see anytime they type in keywords related to your services, whether they type in handyman, handyman near me, best handyman contractor, or if they type in a specific service or project that you want to make sure that you're able to provide, your company and the website would be one of those options. So the calls come with a cost. You're not paid per lead call or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. What I was able to do was reduce the cost of the service, because it is an established company, you got 9 years of experience. I reduced the cost of the service by a little bit over 50%, saving you $300 a month. It is month to month, and as long as you keep the service, that reduced rate will stay with you. It does include a website, of course, Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook, paid Facebook ads as well. It's the flat rate on a month-to-month basis of exactly $299.00. So it would stay at that exact amount. It would never go up on you. You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from.
Okay.
Best part
So
about it,
that month to month.
it is month to month, yeah, so there's no contract.
Okay.
You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. If you get more work than you can take on, you can pause it. You can, in fact, pause the service seasonally or if you need to go on vacation, but as long as you're actively using the service, it would bill once a month for exactly $2.99. So you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. Not a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
All right. Okay. That's what I didn't, get too much at the time we were talking the first time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you
How
were
everything
working.
is and stuff like that. Correct. I was
Right.
working.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, I completely understand. This is going to keep your phone ringing, though. And I mean,
Exactly.
obviously,
And right now I'm still busy. Like, 'cause the point is, like, I work. Most of my jobs are solo. So when I
yeah.
do need help, I have,
The help to
my
get there.
assistants that
Yeah.
do come out,
Yeah.
So I
And
usually scatter my work like that. I don't get overwhelmed.
Right. And that's what I was about to say is it's not going to inundate you with more work than you can take on. A steady stream of phone calls will come your way, and since you're not paying for the lead or the call, you can kind of pick and choose the work. You can pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Maybe it is a job closer to home, or maybe it's a small job that you can get done quick and move on to the next one, or a bigger job you can get help with and it's going to pay you well for your time. Maybe even just the materials involved for the job mean it would be a higher profit margin for you. So like I said, big jobs are small, residential or commercial, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's still that same flat rate. The best part about it, of course, for the services that you provide. I mean, you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker. That flat rate, that $2.99, you don't need 15 jobs to break even or be profitable. A couple of jobs that find you, that's going to make it worth doing, especially with the website. We can talk about your company, your services, your service area, put before and after photos on there. That way the people that call you are really interested in speaking with you. They're hoping you're available to do the job. Now, the website's actually included, meaning we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you. I know you were working on a website yourself. Is that something you're still trying to do, build a website?
Yes, I never got to it.
We understand that. You know, you as a business owner, you've got a lot to
but
do
now,
anyway.
My thing is that, okay, if you guys build the website, the domain name,
sure.
Basically, would it be mine or you guys have?
So
are in the title of it. That's what I want to know.
Okay, gotcha. So I mean, if you want us to build the domain or to build the website on a domain that you own, of course that's your domain. If you want to purchase a domain for us to build a website on, a lot of our clients, you know, they already have a domain. They might have even started building a website, but like you, and you've got other things to do and the website kind of gets pushed back. Any website needs to be hosted somewhere for people to see it. So if you ever did stop using the service, you know, we could either just host your website for you, or we could transfer the domain to you.
Okay. Okay, that was the other question.
Oh, yeah, so you're not going to, I mean, no matter what, you'll have an increased online presence above and beyond what you already have.
Okay, because that, you know, because I kind of switch, you know, what I do, that's why. From the handyman service to now I'm more involved in the epoxy resin.
Okay.
That's which is a flooring.
Right.
The flooring coatings.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, it's something that we can always update. We can always change information. We can always add new services. You know, if the name itself is going to change, you know, like
the name is still the same.
Okay.
Just not more as a handyman anymore. That's
right. Right. So you want to expand your services and offer more projects and more services to people. So
correct. But when people see handyman, they're going to be calling for small stuff constantly. I don't want that basically. Like I stopped that. That's why, because you know, I was getting called. Oh, can you install a faucet or can you install my air conditioner on the window?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And I like. I don't want to do those projects anymore. That's why.
Got it.
I'm more into like, you know, kitchen renovations, bathroom renovations.
Okay.
Garage, basement, floor coatings, and countertop coating.
Yeah.
And I also do sell the product as well too for epoxy. That's why.
Oh, perfect.
So that's what I'm trying to expand. You know, I'm expanding more. And stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So that's why I really haven't built my website because, you know, everything has been changing. That's why.
Yeah. So one thing that you're going to love, a lot of our clients actually love that they can make changes to their website on their own. It sounds like something that you might want to do when you have time. You'll have full access to your website. You can add photos. You can update content. You could add additional services. Now, of course, a lot of our clients just want us to take care of everything, and we would be able to do that.
Yeah, no,
I
usually do all my content and stuff like that, you know, load everything up. That's not a problem with me.
Yeah.
You know.
And you've got the Facebook page, too, right?
Yes, I do have
Dan's
a Facebook page already.
Specialist.
Has a business, correct. And I also have an Instagram page as my business. I also have my TikTok as a business as well, so.
Gotcha. So anything you've already got working for you will continue to work for you. It's just going to reach more people. In fact, your Instagram, your TikTok, your Facebook, we can have those icons as clickable links right on your website. So when someone is on your website, they can click the Facebook link, for example, take it to your Facebook page. So like I said, it's just going to help you to reach out to more people and get those phone calls from the people in the area. So, like I said, you've got a logo, too, that we can use when we build out that website. We will still want to have what we call a client interview. So we'll have one of our technicians talk to you about things like a mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, you know, what's unique about your business. Of course, we'll talk to you in detail about all the different services that you want to provide. And as I mentioned, if you want to add services down the road, if you want to stop offering certain services, if your service focus changes seasonally, we'll always be able to update that content, and there's never any cost for that.
And now through Google, how would I work through Google? Because I don't even think I have anything set up through Google.
That's okay. So, yeah, what I was about to say before is you'll always have an increased online presence even if you stop using our service, because we're going to make sure that Google recognizes you as an active business in the local area. And, of course, not just as an active business, but you'll be ranked on the first page as long as you're a client. But your Google listing, your Google business profile, we'll set that up with you as the owner. We'll have, of course, managerial access to that as long as you're a client of ours. And then if you stop using the service, you'll still have that Google listing. And that's something that's not as easy to do as it used to be. And even before, you know, before Google made the change about 7 months ago, it still wasn't, you know, completely easy for businesses to get PIN verified. But now it's even more challenging because Google wants to make sure that every business that is on Google, especially the ones on the first page, are actual legitimate businesses that would provide the service when called. So there is a bit of a process that we have to go through to get your PIN verified, but it is the first step, or one of the very first steps that we do to help you get that business, not just the business listing itself, but get your business and your website on that first page where people would see you, find you on their own, and call you directly. Now, it does take us about 5, maybe 7 business days to build out your website. We can use any photos that you already have, and then, you know, of course, like I said, we can always add new photos later on, or you can add those photos yourself.
All right. Okay.
Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on right now, is this the business number? Is this the number you want your customers to call?
Yeah, it's my cell phone, so I usually run everything through this cell phone number.
Sure, sure. And then I, what is a good email address for you?
That'll be DH Epoxy.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
So DH Epoxy at gmail.com. And then Danny, what is your last name?
C-A-R-R-E-R-O.
You said C like Charlie, right? C-A-R-R-E-R-O?
Yes.
Carrero?
Yes.
Okay. And then I did want to ask you before, the business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want us to promote?
Yes, I do have a showroom now.
You do?
That's one, yes.
Okay. The one link that I had earlier was to Angie Leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie. That has 103 Rudolph Avenue.
No, that's my home address.
That's your home address. But correct. What is the address to the showroom?
Which is 335 Centennial Avenue.
Okay.
That's in Cranford, New Jersey.
And that's 07016?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So that would be the address that we would promote for your business. And then if you don't have any other questions...
Well, it'd be Suite 7.
Oh, Suite 7. Put Suite 7. Okay, perfect. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. Like I said, we'll have our technician give you that follow-up call to help us get all the information that we need to build out your website, to create all of that content. And then before I get you off the phone, I do need to read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us because we are Google partners. It does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're not only reducing the cost of the service itself, that we're waiving your setup fee and even including the website at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, though, before I can even ask you for that form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Carrero, give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call, Danny, will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Dan's Hands Epoxy Flooring.
You said epoxy floors or epoxy flooring?
I haven't gotten... I would say epoxy flooring then. Epoxy
flooring. That's what I thought you said. Yeah. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Danny Carrero, CEO.
Okay. And then, Danny, as the CEO of Dan's Hands Epoxy Flooring, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then, Mr. Carrero, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Danny, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Carrero, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, reach out and contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Carrero, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask, though, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure that your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Danny, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Mr. Carrero, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll be promoting that 335 Centennial Ave, Suite 7 address. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and I can still honor here, meaning that I'm waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of the service. Of course, it is month to month with the website included. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 23rd of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, Danny, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Now, that custom website is included at no additional cost, which means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 23rd of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned earlier, Danny, it is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract. So that means, of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if you wanted to, you can pause the service seasonally as well by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Danny, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Carrero, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Danny, that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. And is it Danny, Daniel, any middle initial?
D-A-N-N-Y.
D-A-N-N-Y, and no middle initial?
No.
Okay. You said it was a MasterCard. That should actually start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Danny, I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5207.
Yes, sir.
1100.
Okay.
5441.
Yes, sir.
9715.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/28.
11 of 2028. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
347.
347. So I have 347, 347 on the
I'm
back.
I'm sorry. I mean 349.
349. So 349, 349 on the back.
Yes.
And then I've got 11 or November of 2028. The card itself, was it 5207 1100 5441 9715?
All right.
Does that bill at the home address, the 103 Rudolph Ave?
Yes.
And that's, of course, 07065.
065.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. That email does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
You can email me everything.
All right. You'll get everything by way of email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. If they receive the email after hours, they'll follow up with you the next business day. You will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on that invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. We are booked out for the last appointment today, but we could do tomorrow as early as 10 a.m. or as late as 6 p.m. That's Eastern time. Just about every spot in between with at least one spot available. Did you want something kind of mid-morning, early afternoon, or even late in the day tomorrow?
I would say late. I would say late because I work in the mornings and stuff like
that.
Yeah, I'm all over the place.
So there's a 4, 5, or 6 o'clock. Did you want that 6 or?
Let's shoot for 5.
For 5. Okay, 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
we'll put it for 5. It'll be scheduled from 5 until 6, but the call takes about a half an hour. So it's a one-hour window for a half-hour phone call. Usually gets you within the first 5 or 10 minutes of the top of the hour, so right at or shortly after 5 o'clock. Take about a half an hour after that to get you off the phone. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call, and I don't get a whole lot of advance notice. Usually they just say, you know, I'm ready. Are you available? And I might not be. But if I am already on another call, they'll just call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess even if I am, I did want to add a little bit of added security here on your account. Just a question and an answer. So anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Dan's Hands Epoxy Flooring, even if it's you, Danny, and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And this is even more important, especially in like 5 or 7 business days once your website is active. If you get any phone calls from someone saying that they're Google, or even if they say that they're Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information within 15 seconds, just politely let them go. If you ever get a phone call from someone saying that you owe them money or more information for your Google listing, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification has already been attached to your account. It's for your protection, and it's very clear. It bills once a month on the 23rd for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City you were born.
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Elizabeth.
You said Elizabeth?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system sent out?
I got everything.
You did, yeah. Our system kind of piggybacks the information, so you did get everything. Sometimes they get sent out separately. So you do have the welcome email. That's got the client support phone number and information. I think that information is on all of the emails that you get. You got one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, you don't have to open it up now, but the process of getting PIN verified, like I mentioned before, is a little bit more comprehensive. It doesn't have to be everything on this list, but any of the pictures that you can send our way will help us expedite the process, satisfy Google, and get the ball rolling here. So pictures
no
of
problem.
Tools or equipment, your service vehicle. If you have a business card already, snap a photo of that. I know there's the showroom that you can take a picture of. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Yes, it is.
It is. So if you can, send us those photos as well. There's a link right on there that you can use. The other one is the one that we want you to see now. It says Local Splash Initial Invoice. And if you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And the blue click here is hyperlinked. So if you click on the click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services that we'll be providing for you. Everything we went over in the voice verification is here in writing for you. So, of course, the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But something like 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing instead of Google. So we do want you to get those phone calls, too. We'll actually mirror the content on Bing as well. Now, the directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything you need to be on the first page. We are doing that custom website for you. The Facebook ads are included as well. Like I said, I know your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything here. But you see the long line that goes across it. Below it is your phone number and a couple of boxes. We want you to click on both of those boxes. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are just text messages through the computer. And then the other, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. So we want you to click on both of those boxes. And then click inside that longer box, the one that says click here and type in your name. It's got the arrow pointing towards it.
On which one? On the email?
Yeah, yeah. Do you see where it says local splash terms of experience at the top of it?
On which, because I got three emails, so
yes.
For local splash.
The local splash initial invoice email.
No.
So you see there's one that says the welcome email, then the action needed for Google verification pictures, and then the other one says local splash initial invoice.
Welcome to local, the invoice?
Yeah, the invoice.
I see the invoice. I see the invoice one.
Okay.
And it says access your dashboard.
Yes, just above that. So it's got the invoice. Below it, it says access your dashboard. Scroll up to the
okay,
top of the email.
Click here to accept.
Please click here. Exactly. So click on the click here. Click the two boxes to let us send you text messages through the computer to certify that you are the holder and signer. And then you'll see a long box with an arrow pointing towards it. You can copy and paste your name, but if you do, be careful to not copy it an extra space before your name or after. If you type it in, it's case sensitive, so your first initial and last initial are capitalized, but just those, just the D and C, everything is those lowercase. But once you've got Danny Carrero as it appears in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That's actually going to do a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, waived your setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It will allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business. And it also will let us do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that login screen.
Yeah, I'm already on the login screen.
You can actually stop right there. Your welcome email, though, does have your username and password. It looks like your username is your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just the number, not dashes, spaces, or parentheses, or anything like that. Your username cannot be changed. There is a default password that is best reviews, all lowercase, no space. That you can change once you log into your account. I wouldn't even try it right now. It would just give you an error message that we're still setting everything up. We actually do want to do your client interview first to get the information that we need to create content that would then be tracked. But certainly in the next few days or so, your dashboard is going to be up and active. I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do. There's no problem if you do. It's going to say local splash CING. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's going to have your username, your name, and your phone number. You'll also at 4 o'clock, so an hour prior to your scheduled client interview at 5 o'clock, an hour prior to that, you'll get a reminder email from our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 5. Like I said, it might not be right at 5, might be a couple of minutes after 5, but I do hope that I am in between phone calls so that I can say a quick hello to you when our technician gives you a call. Either way, though, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you, get that website up and running, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Danny. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow around 5 o'clock.
No problem.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Have a great night. Bye now.